We all know the story. Americans are overweight, and that costs us a lot as a country in healthcare spending and other ways. But a new study has discovered our obesity epidemic may be doing harm to other countries, too.
Here to talk with us for today's Midday Extra is Phil Edwards of the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine. He was one of the authors of the study. Hi, Phil.
Hi.
Well, what did you find in your study?
Well, we've estimated how much the human population of the world weighs, and we found that the total weight of 7 billion humans on the planet is around 290 million tons. And we've also estimated how much of that weight is due to overweight, so just due to fat that we don't need for our body and for our health. And that's around 15 million tons. And of course, it's distributed across the world in very different ways. And unfortunately, yes, North America hits the headlines again because it's the heaviest on average. Hmm.
What do we know about the costs of being overweight? I mean, I guess we know that it means more medical bills and expenses, but the fact that you've been able to attribute some chunk of our weight on the planet to our obesity, what additional costs does that imply?
Well, all of our biomass requires food energy to be sustained. So every kilogram of weight that we carry requires food energy to maintain that, and agriculture, livestock rearing to make the food that we eat comes at a cost for the environment. So there's a lot of greenhouse gas emissions for the production of the food that we eat. So we can see that the impact on the environment is different depending on where in the world you're living, and that the increasing numbers on the planet is certainly going to be an issue, but the increasing weight that comes with that is also extremely important.
Well, other than letting us all know that we're a little too fat, Phil, what would you like us to do with this information?
What we've done is we want to feed this into the discussion that's going on worldwide on the sustainability of the planet and our lifestyle. So it's information that needs to be taken into account. We're all heading in a particular direction. We're all going to catch up with the North Americans, and China will develop and head that way. If we all do that, we will have an extra billion people on the planet, which is represented by our fatness. Now, and that isn't a good thing for the planet. It's not a good thing for our individual health, as you already said.
So, Phil, who are the exemplary global citizens in this regard? I mean, who's in good shape, and what are they doing right, or are they just in places with famine?
I mean, the Japan is an example of a country which is developed, and it has an economy. You know, I know it's had some troubles recently, but it's an example of a country which is very developed, very modern, and their distribution of population fatness is very relatively healthy. So it probably has something to do with the sorts of food that people are eating. But, you know, a lot of Europe is slimmer than us Brits. The Brits are the fattest in Europe. And I don't know what that might be, if it's to do with a desire of lifestyles that is about we can eat what we want whenever we want, and we don't need to burn any energy off because we can travel around in nice cars. So maybe that's has something to do with it. But we just need to keep our eye on where this is all going, because we're on a trajectory which isn't healthy for individuals or the planet.
So maybe more sushi, Phil.
I tell you what, I'm developing a taste, because I'm just looking at my stomach. I realize over the last few years I'm just putting on a lot of weight, and I'm obviously in the wrong things.
What I want to know is, if you have an extra billion pounds on the planet, does it actually spin slower?
That's another study that needs to be done.
There you go.
I dare say.
Phil Edwards of the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.